Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about traits of the best. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, what's the one trait or skill that the best software engineers you've seen had that has made them stand apart? So I would say that. Can I say holistic? Holistic understanding of problems. All of them are the best of the best that I know, are the sort of people who truly comprehend an issue to the point where it's. They really understand how to solve an issue, if that makes sense. They have effective ways of thinking about a problem. They know all the factors, usually most of, if not all the factors that are necessary in order to succeed at the thing that they are doing. And this is something that keeps on serving them over and over, where it doesn't really matter what they're doing. They're very, very good at figuring out how something works, or how something needs to work, or how it fits together, and through that they are able to sort of derive how to solve the problems that they are working with. These are the so they usually have the ability to not only they are very good at writing clean, simple solutions to problems, or figuring out when one solution is better than another solution is. They know how to creatively take together, sort of leverage the knowledge that they've had. It's something that I've given some feedback to people in my past as to related to comments that I've had told to me about people being smart or people being not so smart, etc., etc. And I'm pretty sure that I'm wrong about this definition, but what I say is that I've told people that I make a difference between someone who is book smart and someone who's truly intelligent. Because book smart, in my opinion, basically means that you can store information, you can reference information, but using the information or the knowledge that you have acquired in a concrete and creative way, actually you're leveraging it. It's sort of as if you think about, in my analogy, reading and learning is in a sense, and knowing facts is in a sense like collecting raw materials. But if you don't know how to create something from those raw materials, then you are, by my definition, book smart. You're storing things, but you can't create. And intelligent people can do more than people who are simply very good at memorizing things or remembering them. And that is this trait that I see the best of the best have. It's always the same case where if I mean, because most people, what they usually do is that if you ask them a question about, especially in interviews and so forth, you ask them about tooling or practices and so forth, they will be able to tell you, in many cases, very basic definitions of like technical concepts. You might ask them about this. I mean, if they know nothing, they won't, like, they immediately go into oohing and uhing. That's what I like to say. Like, every answer becomes super, super fluffy, very high level. Like, that basically means that they don't know. But the people who do know, they usually give you some range of an answer to the question. And usually, and this is why I really love these sorts of open-ended questions, such as why, if you have these sorts of choices, how would you implement this functionality, or would you use this library or that library, or like how do you think about this problem? And when you ask such a question to the ones that have this gift, they will usually be able to explain to you how to do this, like why the consideration between picking one tool over another, and their answer is going to be usually very, very well thought out, because they have that ability to understand the problems that they are dealing with and the tools that they have at their disposal so well that they can derive a lot of very clever thoughts from it. But most people sort of like, they just say, oh no, I only use this tool, I only use that tool, because for them it's not so much about understanding the holistic solution and understanding the underlying wisdom in picking different approaches. For them it's just a means to an end, right? If the average person, for example, like a great example is that I think is very great, it's sort of if you've ever had classmates or so forth who usually do really well in math, some of them are, most people who get really good at math or physics or chemistry or so forth, when it comes to equations and formulas and so forth, you have people who simply remembers the steps into actually executing a formula. But the people who are truly gifted don't just memorize how to use the equation. They actually understand the underlying rationale behind it. They have a deeper, if that makes sense, a deeper understanding of the formulas and the logic behind them and so forth, which allows them to think in a much more efficient way about most problems, because they are acquiring wisdom instead of storing facts, is supposed to be the closest thing that I can explain it. Yeah, acquiring wisdom instead of storing facts. That's the trait that I would define it as. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you want to be one of the truly greats, at least the ones that I've seen, or then basically it comes down to understanding truly how things work. I truly understand them, and as I said, acquiring wisdom as opposed to storing facts. Because knowing the textbook definition of something is just the first step. That's the thing that you use in order to take the next leap into wisdom. I like to argue that education and experience are the two components you need to create wisdom. And wisdom is the gold standard currency of human thought. And to me, the people who truly are the best of the best, they have that uncanny ability to understand problems at a level where they can conceptualize and understand things at a very deep level. And that's something that is it's really rare to see. I think when we interview high candidates and so forth, as I said, if you want to try it yourself, just ask people hypothetical questions where they have to reason about the tool choices or the approaches that they are choosing, and just listen to the answer, and you can very clearly hear the difference after you've done it. Guys, I don't know if you do interviews like myself, but I promise you, when you start doing them, and if you've done them as long as I have, you will start hearing, like, this is a completely standard answer, standard answer, standard answer, bad answer, good answer, etc., etc. And then you will hear once in a while, and I've only heard it just a handful of times, you will get to talk to someone who gives you an answer to a question that you have asked 100 people, and they will give you an explanation to their thought process that something just blows your fucking mind. That is how I argue you will hear whether or not you're talking to one of the best or not, because their ability to think about problems, it is at a much deeper level than the average person. Have a great day.